And at this time, we're visiting with Broken Bow Head Track Coach Ryan Watovic. It's that time of the year, Coach. Spring is here. Well, off and on anyway at the moment. I'm sure it's been great to get out and get the kids practicing and get ready for the track season.
Yeah, it has. And, you know, we've only had a couple of not great weather days, but for the most part, we've been able to get out and get quite a bit of stuff done early this year so far.
So, Ryan, as you get things started in practice, I know that obviously there's a transition for athletes who competed in winter sports as they get ready for the track season. How do you approach that at the very beginning of the year, helping them transition into getting ready for track?
Yeah, so what we like to do is we get them a little bit of rest early in the year. This year it worked out that most of our girls, they went to the HOSA conference, and so they had those a couple days off before they really started practicing. And so sometimes a little rest at the beginning before we get going for those kids who've had a long winter season doesn't hurt them.
So, Ryan, let's talk about numbers. I know in the past you've had some really good turnout numbers for track. What does it look like this season?
Yeah, a little bit smaller numbers this year. Not a very big junior class this year, but we've got 64 out this year total, boys and girls. So we're a little bit down, but overall still good numbers.
As far as the areas of the team, I'm thinking about, you know, weights and sprints and the long distance. What area do you feel like you're the strongest at? We'll start with the boys first.
Yeah, so on the boys' side, very strong in the pole vault with Coy Wardine returning as a state runner-up last year. And then also on the boys' side, very strong in the throws again. We did lose some horses there between Max and Evan and Bryce, but we've still got Cal and Drew that have really stepped up, and they threw very good distances last year. They just weren't able to compete as much because we could only take three, so now it's kind of their turn to shine. So really excited to see what those two can do for us in the field events on the throws.
On the girls' side, what are some of the areas that you're feeling pretty confident in, at least coming into the season?
Yeah, so again, on the girls' side, really feel confident in our girls' throws with Janae and Keelan, both returning state qualifiers. We have a lot of girls pushing them as well. Ida Bumgarner is kind of an incoming freshman who's had some big throws in the middle school, so we'll be anxious to see what she can do as well this year. And then on the girls' side as well, our middle distance and distance crew should be fairly strong. We return all the girls from our state qualifying 4x8 relay, which is Maren Chapin, Gabby Staples, Ashlyn Shada, and Hallie Quinn. So we kind of look for those girls to do some things, as well as Clarissa Dowdy in the hurdles. She's a returning state qualifier there. So we really look for some big things out of those girls.
Ryan, as far as your schedule is concerned, kind of the same schedule that you've had recently as far as the meets that you'll be attending this year?
Yep, it'll be the same that's been the last year. We start off with Aurora, then we're at North Platte, then the Bow Meet, then we're at Gothenburg, Grand Island Northwest, so then conference time. So we do see quite a few different teams, and we see a lot of very tough teams throughout the year.
Ryan, I know that this isn't something that you can do by yourself, especially when you have the numbers out that you do again this year. Talk about some of the people who are helping you. I know that you're really appreciative of the time that they give.
Yeah, so on the track side, I've got Rochelle Haynes. She helps with the jumps and some sprints. Susie Smith, she's our hurdles coach. Jason Daffer works with our distance. A new volunteer coach this year is Lindsay Bader. She's helping with the sprints. And then on the field event side, I've got Joel Myers and Travis Klebb. They kind of do the pole vault. Mr. Wells and Tyler Shea, they do the shot. Big Meyer, Coach Brandon Meyer, and he does the disc. So we got a lot of people helping out all over.
Well, Coach, it's great to have the season upon us. We wish you and the kids the best of luck as you work your way through the year, and we appreciate you taking some time to visit with us.
All right, thank you. We appreciate the coverage, Brent.
Coach Ryan Watovic joining us on KCNI KBBN Radio.